The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We are celebrating this morning the memorial of St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the leading theologians that the church ever produced. He's referred to as Aquinas because he came from a town called Aquino. And if we survey his life, you know, he's normally referred to as the angelic doctor. Some of the doctors of the church and some of the saints are normally given a title, and Saint Thomas is known as the angelic doctor. If Saint Augustine is named, Saint Augustine is referred to as the doctor of grace, because Augustine, most of his works treat the subject on how the grace of God operates in our lives. Saint Francis de Sales, for example, is the doctor of charity, and we just celebrated his feast not too long ago because most of his works treated on how we can truly immerse ourselves in the love of God. Why angelic doctor? Well, Saint Thomas have given us a great depth of understanding on who the angels are. But not only that too, if you look at his life, he also exhibited attributes or characteristics that are commonly attributed to angels. And one of which, of course, is the angelic purity. Early on in his life, when he told his family that he would enter the Dominicans, his family was totally against it. And one of the things that his family did was actually to bring a temptress, a woman, who would seduce him, and with great fervor and of course devotion to the Lord, he was able to say no to that. So that angelic purity is also attributed to him. Again, the angelic doctrine, insofar as he is the expert of doctrines of angels. You know, a lot of the things that we know about the angels, the operations, the intelligence of the angels, that the church teaches is really systematically arranged to us or explained to us by St. Thomas Aquinas. That's why he's also called the angelic doctor. But also angelic wisdom. And not that he has the, or he had the knowledge or the mind of an angel, but if you look at the doctrines of the church, the theological edifice of the church, St. Thomas Aquinas really gave us the structure, the edifice on how to make sense of our faith, especially the three pillars of the church, the scriptures, the oral tradition, and of course the fathers of the church. He was able to give us a synthesis of this. But at the end of his life, he was asked, and there was this vision that he saw the Lord, and the Lord asked him and told him, "Thomas, you have done so well. You have done so well. You have given me, you know, great service. What do you want me to give you in the end?" And he said, "Nothing but you, O Lord." He understood that everything that he did at the service of the gospel is truly about communion in the end with God, which is holiness. When he was asked also, when he was being interviewed one time, Penn was asked, "Can you summarize in one word just everything that you did, all the theological things that you did, all the theological work, investigation that you did? If you can give us a word, a summary of everything that you did, what would it be?" And he said, "Exitus reditus." That's in Latin, exitus reditus. Exitus, that he said, everything comes from God and everything will gonna go back to him. You know, what a great reminder. Discipleship is like that. That is hopefully what we do. You know, we realize that everything comes from the providential love of God, and everything that we do in the middle is really for us to be able to go back to him, knowing that in the end, it is in him that we will attain our ultimate flourishing, that greatest joy and happiness that our hearts long for. May we, at the end of our lives, be able to say, when God asked us, you know, in our own meditation and contemplation, "What do you want me to give you?" And hopefully, we come to the same conclusion and answer like him. "Nothing but you, O Lord." That is the greatest joy. That is our greatest treasure. St. Thomas Aquinas, pray for us.